The monumental task of replacing the existing 1950s-built structure that spans the Hudson River between Westchester and Rockland counties is expected to cost around $5.2 billion. The Cuomo administration has brought out some heavy hitters, including prominent architects and artists, to help oversee the review of the design. The selection review team includes architects Richard Meyer, Allison Speer, and Keith Brownlee, along with artist Jeffrey Koons, Metropolitan Museum of Art Director Thomas P. Campbell, and Hudson River Valley Institute Director Thomas Weymouth. Brian Cunibert is a special advisor to Governor Cuomo.
Back in August, Governor Cuomo sent a letter to the New York State Thruway Authority requesting this different kind of panel that combines technical expertise with other outside perspectives, including world-renowned architects and artists, local community representatives from Westchester and Rockland counties and Hudson River villages right near the bridge. Local history and cultural representatives are represented as well, environmental experts and international design experts, all part of this new kind of selection committee we are naming. And this selection committee has a major task at hand. They will evaluate the best value of the three design bids that we have.
The new bridge is expected to last 100 years before needing any repairs. Cunibert says it will ultimately stand between 150 to 200 years before it needs replacement. Brandon Saul, a Westchester County resident and member of the New York State Thruway Authority, chairs the selection team.
We want to obviously complement the natural landscape and river system that the bridge will span, and will include the best new options available for commuters, pedestrians, bikers, all while ensuring that toll payers are given the best possible deal. Working together, we're committed to selecting a final bid that truly represents best value, which will give New Yorkers the best bridge possible at an affordable price for all commuters.
Governor Cuomo says the bridge project is on the fast track.
Normal approval process on a bridge like this could be years and years, and no one has ever heard of this abbreviated, expedited, facilitated, and approval process. So that was very big. The community outreach process that this team undertook, they were everywhere, talking to everyone.
Other team members include Rockland County Executive Scott Vanderhoof and Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino, who each have selected representatives for their county's interests. The mayors of South Nyack and Tarrytown also designated their representatives. Cuomo concedes there are hurdles ahead.
The federal government has to accept or not the environmental impact statement. That's going to be a very big decision that is upcoming. We have applied for a federal loan, which is important, and the federal government is considering that. And then we have to get through the selection process to make sure the project is actually financially feasible.
Officials say the team will recommend one of three bids submitted. A final formal decision will be made by the Thruway Authority, subject to the approval of its board. They hope to get the winning contractor to work by the end of this year. In Albany, I'm Dave Lucas.